Welcome to Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Please welcome your hosts, Ryan and Ellie Hodgson.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Today, we're so excited because our guest is Joe Stewart.
And Joe Stewart's a friend of ours who's been in the industry for a number of years, based in Jersey as a personal trainer. He's not just any old personal trainer, he's a personal trainer, practices what he preaches, walks around with a six-pack all year round. And I'm sure when he shares his links with you towards the end of it, you'll have a look at it and you'll get to see what good shape he's in all year round. Joe, welcome.
Hi guys, you all right?
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, basically, I've been in the industry pretty much, as crazy as this sounds, all my life, as my dad owned a gym, basically, from when I was born. So before school, during school, after school, I was in a gym. So it's basically something I've always done. I then decided at 17, I want to be a personal trainer. I pursued that, and I've been doing it ever since. And I also am involved in the fitness industry through promoting shows and stuff. So I'm at it from every aspect, really.
Perfect. And we'll get more onto the shows in a moment. I'm really looking forward to talking to you about that. So it's always been something that's part of your lifestyle then, really, hasn't it?
Correct. Literally from, most kids when they're younger, you know, they go to play group or after school, they go to their friends. And literally, I used to go in the gym, sit in the gym, and I'd imagine some people listen to this and think, God, that's not good as a kid. It was literally the best time of my life. I still literally think about it today and think, God, kids don't have that opportunity. Not that they probably would want it, but you know, I loved it and I wouldn't change any of that for the world.
I think that sounds like our daughter. I think she's going to be exactly the same. We don't know if she's going to even love it or hate it because she's constantly...
Nah, she'll love it. She'll love it. Believe me, she'll love it. Because the one side of things is not only you learn and you pick up things and you grow up around like-minded people. And it's just, for me, like, that was, you know, there's always a point in somebody's life where they say, oh, that was the best part of my life. The best part of my life being involved in the gym. And it's made me the person I am today, not only knowledge-wise, but the friends I have and how I respect people that get in certain shape and the struggles people go through. So she'll love it in the end.
Oh, that's really nice. So would you kind of say, like, seeing the passion from, like, your dad, like, growing up, seeing him in the gym environment, is kind of what got you into the fitness then?
Yeah, it was always, to be fair, it was always my dad. Like, my dad to this day, still, you know, everyone's got their superhero. He's still mine. Oh. And to the extent of, okay, school lunches, I used to take a tin of tuna to school, just a tin of tuna, just the primary school, and I used to eat it out of the tin because that's what my dad did. So and that is the God's honest truth. So not only did it affect me in terms of eating habits, which today I've got some bad ones, but that's the same as everyone. But when I was younger, because I wanted to be like him, it was tuna, jacket potatoes, just at school.
That's what he has us eating now. We have a mackerel out the tin as well.
Yeah, have you had the tuna fish with cuppa soup on? That's especially.
Yeah.
There we go. So you learn. I learned that from a kid. That's how it rolls.
It shows obviously in the shape that you hold all year round. And that's something that we want to sort of talk about now. Obviously, in the fitness industry, you tend to help people get in great shape because you do a lot around bodybuilder competitions, and it's all about aesthetics and the way people look.
Correct, yeah.
And I mean, what would you say something people struggle with that, you know, when they first start, want to, you know, they might be overweight and they come to you and they want to get into shape, and what's their sort of mindset, or what do you feel they struggle with the most?
Okay, well, the main thing I think people struggle with, and this isn't so much to do with diet, what I find people struggle with is they believe myths, people read too much and they believe things that are incorrect, so outdated stuff. And then basically, you always find somebody that's out of shape before they come to yourself or Ellie or me. They'll go online and they'll type in diet this, diet that, and they'll read things. And because it's online, it's almost gospel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so they've read that, they've read this, and then they fill their head with.
You can't eat carbs after 6 o'clock.
Come on! I cannot believe that. I would literally, people, any page that has that online needs to pick up now. Like, and you actually, like, that's a prime example. Okay, so if you're, you know, uneducated in this industry and you want to lose weight and you go online, and you read that, you're going to take that as gospel.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can't eat carbs after 6 o'clock. But then if you ask yourself, okay, why is that? Why can I not eat carbs? Because my little body doesn't have a clock that says, right, Joe, 6 o'clock, that's going to be stored as fat. That's it. You're done. You're fat now. That's literally what people think. And then when you say to people, okay, so what about if you're in a different time zone? And then in Jersey, it's 6 o'clock. But where you are is only 2 o'clock. Why are you then allowed to eat that? And they're like, oh, I didn't think about that. Do you know what I mean? And people get filled up before they come to us. They get filled up with things like that. Like, you can't eat carbs after six. Or you have to eat food every 2 hours. What? Where is that even come? I don't know. I know where that's come from, but it's like, how your body won't even digest a meal in 2 hours. So they come to you and they become confused, and then they'll basically, the main issue I find is they come to you with so many ideas that are incorrect that already you're having to take all away that bad habits from. And it's literally, people come to you with bad habits and you're then not able to even start a program with them properly. Because they still, regardless of the fact that they're paying you for your knowledge, they still believe what they've read. Because, you know, Joe blogs online said that you can't do this.
Yeah. So it's like a constant battle, isn't it, to try and overcome these hurdles.
It's not so much, you know, I mean, it's a battle that they're regardless, so you can set them up a program, and that's fine, but then they'll read something that you've set them up, for example, and then someone else on the internet will say, no, you can't have that, it'll make you fat. Or you can't do that, or you need to train for this amount of time. But do you know what I mean? I find that the main problem. People go online now, they listen to uneducated people, and or they just go on forums where everyone's got an opinion. They fill their head with all sorts of ideas. They come to you and they're lost. They're literally lost. That's what I would say. I find that the main issue is people read too much that it's incorrect. And the no carbs after 6 o'clock. Just shoot me.
Brilliant. I love that. I love the honesty of that answer as well. It's great.
And I bet they'll probably throw that at you if they kind of don't get the results that they want. So how do you kind of help them overcome that?
What that they'll throw at me that they've
started eating the carbs now and then they're not getting the results. Because I know that we've kind of sort of faced it when people kind of believe these myths, and then we try and set up a new program, try and get them kind of even eating more calories than they kind of thought in their head that they should be, but then they might not have seen the results as quickly as they should be. They then throw it back at us, well, it's because I'm eating carbs now after 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, I get that, and you do get that, and I find it with a lot of ladies. You know, they look at the plan and they say, "Oh, I can't eat that. Look at all them carbohydrates." And then they make that statement, and then they'll say, "But then you say, okay, can you just tell me what a carbohydrate does?" You know, because they can't tell you. So therefore, it's our job to educate them to say, you know, this is what they do. But then the people that come to you and say, okay, well, I'm eating carbs now and I'm not getting the results I want. There's many reasons for this. One, you need to allow your body to adapt to the situation. So everyone needs time to adapt. So if you're not used to eating carbs or you've done this crazy ketogenic diet, which, by the way, does work if you know how to do it properly, but a majority of people don't know how to work. But say you do that, you avoid carbs and you start eating carbs, the results aren't going to come within a week.
Yeah.
Because your body needs to adapt.
So you need patience.
Exactly. Not many people have patience. And they think because this is our job that we're miracle workers also. And because we've told them this, that it's going to happen overnight. That is not the case. You need to trust. You're obviously, and thankfully, you're trusting the person that, you know, that's training you, that's doing your diet. That's good. But you need to trust them 24/7. You know, that we don't do this for fun. This is something we do serious. This is serious. Like, example, and I know speaking to Ryan and yourself, Ellie, if our clients fail, it's our reputation.
That's it, yeah.
It's our reputation, and then somebody can go back to this person, that person. Well, I got a diet from Ryan, or I got a diet from Joe, and it didn't work. So you need to explain to them, people that come back to you, look, your body needs time to adapt. You're not used to doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we often find that with clients, and we also talk to them about the way that carbohydrates will hold on to a little bit more water, which is why that weight loss is a little bit slow at first if you have been on really low carbohydrate diets. And sometimes it is, like you said, it's that diverse myth of looking on the internet and it's keep carbs really low, and someone else is telling you have really high carbs. It's confusing.
It is. It's really confusing. And the reason it is confusing, again, like you say, is we go back to the last point where, because what they read online, like you said, and then it's just, but then I always say to these people, look, I understand when you say to you, look, right, I've eaten them carbs and I'm bloated. Of course you're bloated. Body's not, your body needs to adapt. But I know in myself, I can guarantee you that once I've looked into you personally, once we've gone into massive amounts of detail about how your body works, how your hormones are all working, I need to know what sort of, if you're on any medication, contraception, you know, previous eating habits, maybe eating disorders. If you can tell me all them things, just stick to the program that you're maybe not, you feel you're not getting the results with now, but I guarantee you that they will come.
Yeah.
Please don't expect it overnight. Please, like, that's what you have to say to these people. Because like you said earlier, they do come back to you and they say, I'm eating carbs now and I'm bloated and I'm not losing weight.
Yeah. Look,
I know everything I need to know about you. Just please take my word for it. Give it time and the results will come. And if for any reason they don't, I'm here. It's my job to slightly adapt what we're doing and change it so the results do come.
Yeah, and and with all these kind of sort of like quick fixes out there, people then kind of see people kind of losing weight by kind of going on a juice diet. Then they're like, well, hold on a minute, I could lose weight in a week, you know? And it gets so frustrating for us because we kind of promote real food.
You've just made my day talking about. I'm ready to go now. Okay, this drives me insane. Okay, I am. Okay. So these people, that they give them, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say the name, but shit like Herbalife, okay, stuff like that, Juice Plus, is an embarrassment. And anyone that's listening to this that has a problem with what I'm saying, you can have my contact details at the end. Shit.
I'm sure myself and Ellie have the same sort of views on it as you, Joe, and it's one of them.
This is what I mean, mate. I mean, that to me, that's, you know, going back, that's one of the biggest problems in this whole industry. Not only if you look at what's in these things, okay, so soy protein is the cheapest, most, it's just, it does you no favours whatsoever. It'll do you more bad than good. So these companies make loads of money on selling people shit products. And I know it's no other way to describe it. It's just shit. It does nothing.
I mean, obviously people lose weight on it because their calories are dangerously low. They're getting metabolic damage and then
I know
they put the weight back on and then they think to themselves, how did I lose it the last time?
I know somebody personally who sadly was on it and is now on thyroxine for the rest of it.
It doesn't surprise me. The metabolic damage it does is...
So basically their thyroid has done absolutely nothing because they're drinking some powder. I don't even know what it is. I can't call it protein powder. It's like they're drinking this stuff and of course they're losing weight. Of course they're losing weight. But then what about on Christmas Day when you fancy a normal day like everyone else? And you think, hold on a quick minute, how do I fit all this food into my juice diet? Do I ring Mr. Herbalife? And it's like, no, no, but what's going to happen now is your body's going to indulge over Christmas and Boxing Day when you want to be a normal person. And then your body's just going to go absolutely all over the place. Your thyroid doesn't know what to do because it hasn't been doing anything for the last however long you've been on this powder stuff. And you're... It's just I can't even.
That's it. And I think
when I can't get my words out, there's a problem because I can talk.
I think the thing what you just hit the nail on the head there with as well was it's not just the metabolic damage, it's also the lifestyle thing, you know, and it's something that I know you talk a lot about. It's about having a lifestyle and not feeling like you have to avoid your favourite foods, because I know you're partial to a good takeaway, aren't you?
Mate, massively. And the reason that is because I can do it. Not because I'm genetically superior, not because of anything else. I can do it because I know how. And anyone else listening to this, or yourself or Ellie or whatever, you can all do the same thing. Just please let people with actual knowledge educate you. And by me saying that, I don't mean I'm not the best trainer and nutritionist in the world, neither are you two. There's always someone better than us.
Of course.
But if you're shown and directed by the right people, you're able to live a normal life, get far better weight loss results than you would be on any sort of rubbish drink, and live a normal, happy life, go out for meals with your husband or your wife and your kids, and, you know, and still be in shape, be comfortable, not have to carry around some powder to, you know, swallow. You can enjoy yourself, live a normal life. You just need the right education, the right knowledge, and you're good to go.
Perfect. Yeah, I love it.
I really love that as well. And it's true, because you kind of want to live like a realistic life, and, you know, life's for living. So it's not about kind of missing out on social occasions with your friends because you have to carry around like a shaker all the time.
Exactly. It's 100% right. I mean, and do you know what? And I feel like one of the biggest problems, and this is guys, girls, everyone, is when you say to somebody, okay, well, they'll come to you and they say, right, Joe, I'm eating clean now. Summer's in 3 days. You know, I need to get a six-pack in 3 days, as you do. This is just typical. And they say, right, in the morning now, I used to eat 2 cocoa pots, 2 bowls. And now I'm going to eat porridge with just water. And then I'm going to have tuna and salad, but I used to have burger and chips. And then I'm going to have, like, for dinner, I'm going to have, like, chicken and peppers. And you say to them, okay, let's stop being silly now. Calm down. You're not going to do that, for starters. But why do people, the reason people fail so many times is they go from eating 2 bowls of cocoa pots to porridge and water. Yeah. You've made such a drastic change, and it's like, hold on, I hate my life. Waking up, and I've just, and then lunchtime, when they normally go to Burger Bar or wherever to get a burger, they've got a little box, a little lunch box with chicken and peppers in. And they give up completely, because after 3 days, they're like, oh my God, if this is what it takes, I hate it. It's so plain. It's so boring. Well, if you had a bit of knowledge, you wouldn't have to do that. What you actually needed to do was cut that one bowl of then 2 bowls of cocoa pots to one. What you could do is take away the chips from the burger, just have the burger, you know, and your calories are dropping. And then over time, you swap your cocoa pots for maybe porridge with milk.
Yeah.
And then the burger for chicken. And then add in a jack of potato. Exactly, that's the issue. People expect, not only do they expect results overnight, they literally go from, one extreme to another. So they go from a normal, well, normal life, their normal life, to then, I'm literally, this is it now. Summer's 3 days away. I've got to do this. And then they hate it. And after 3 days, they give up. They hate themselves. They feel bad about themselves. And they go back. And if anything, because they've failed, failure is a horrible feeling. They'll probably eat 3 bottles of Cocoa Pops, 2 burgers, and whatever, because they haven't had the knowledge. They've done it all at once. They haven't done it gradually, and that's how you're going to get your results. Just basic changes. Swapping 2 bowls of Cocoa Pops for one.
Yeah. Walking.
Just the littlest things. Everyone does things. In this day and age, everyone does things to an extreme.
That's
another thing why people fail.
Yeah.
They do want slow and steady wins the race is one of the best sayings in the world, because literally that's it. If you slow and steady, and you will get there. Not tomorrow I'm going to eat nothing or put myself in 1,000-calorie deficit.
Yeah. So would you say, if you were to give people or women one piece of advice looking to lose weight, it would be do it slowly and steadily, then look for a gradual change rather than...
That question is, I couldn't answer that with one bit of advice. My answer would be two.
Yeah.
I'd go slow and steady, gradual. That's number one. Number two, please eat food. Give your body the macro and micronutrients it needs. That is, for me, that's the most important. So gradual, of course, but the number one thing for ladies, men, anyone, but I find with ladies, it's more of an issue. Please, please provide your body with the micronutrients, the macronutrients, the food, the water that it needs. If you're not able to do that, your body will not work sufficiently. You'll not get the results you need. Food is not the enemy. You're going to feel better in yourself. Your body's going to work at 100%. And that's it. Then you can live a normal life.
Just so glad you've said that, because that's something that kind of we're always going on about to our sort of clients. And it's like good to kind of have someone else to publicly say it as well, because sometimes they look at us like, but hold on a minute, I can lose weight doing this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Of course you can. You can lose weight doing anything. You can lose weight not eating all day. You can lose weight having that shit shape.
Yeah. Carry on.
All them things you can lose weight, but the most important thing in the world, like people fail to realize, our body needs macro and micronutrients to work at 100%, whether that be organs or anything, all the organs that we have in our body, just to have energy, we need them things. And it's, you know, the human body is made to have them things.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of people kind of forget about like the actual health benefit, and they kind of just focus on just losing the weight and what the scales say, and they forget like, oh God, I'm being pretty crap right now. I have all these headaches because I'm not eating real food, but hey, the scales say I've lost a pound.
See, that's it, 100%. The scales say I've lost a pound, and I'm a little bit more appealing to this guy that I like because yeah. I've lost a pound, or I don't know, some girl in the magazine looks like that. And yeah, but you don't know, you know, that girl in the magazine that is a celebrity, chances are she's really hating herself right now. And that is a sad, sad world we live in. But the people that you look at and you think, oh my God, she's so skinny, I want to look like that. If I could pretty much guarantee, if you sat down and spoke to her and took all the away the money or these people are earning, they feel pretty shit about themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They aren't able, sadly, they feel the need that because they're in the public eye, they have to look a certain way, or et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, she doesn't eat food. She doesn't live a normal life. She isn't happy. This should always be about feeling happy about yourself, being able to live a normal life, being healthy, like, health is number one. Like, if you're not healthy, forget it. Do you know what I mean? And you aren't going to be healthy and you aren't going to be happy, sadly, in the long run, unless you're eating food and providing your body with what it needs. Because this body is our little house. You know what I mean? If your front door's broken or your window's broken, it's going to get cold. You know what I mean? Things like that. You've got to look at it that way. want to give your body everything it needs to make you happy, to make you healthy, get the results you need. Don't worry about the girl in the magazine or the girl you go to school with or the girl you're friends with that's really skinny, because if you sat down with that person, they ain't having a great time, believe me.
Yeah, you know? Love it. All right, we're going to quickly wrap it up now. What's one question we didn't ask you that we probably should have?
One question you didn't ask me. I would probably say, maybe why do people feel the need that being in shape is so important?
Cool, good question. I like it. So, why do people?
I want to know your. First off, I'll ask you that question because I've got a reason. I've got my reason. What do you two feel is the reason?
I think the reason I feel that it's like that is because I think there's so much pressure on people. You look on social media. You look everywhere. You look. People in the public eye, like you've just expressed, they're all in, look very slim and skinny, and there's that constant pressure and need to feel like you need to look a certain way. I also think a lot of our audience who busy moms, they see their husbands go out to work and they're working with other attractive women in an office, heads start to turn. It can become very, very pressurized environment to make sure that you do stay in good shape. It can become that side of it as well.
Oh, you've got that bang on, my man. I'm impressed. That is it. I mean, 100%. The whole going out to town and attracting other men and, you know, feeling good about yourself, that's the reason. And sadly, people just don't have, because they're so determined, they don't have the knowledge, which they should have, i.e. certain diets, you know, that could make this happen and then be healthier. So they literally do go on these juice diets, sadly, not eat enough food, and really, they should be providing themselves with what they need, whether it be a certain way, whether it be by certain things like carb backloading or intermittent fasting or eating a high carbohydrate diet, high fat diet. These all have a place, and basically, not eating isn't, it will get you there quickly, but it certainly won't keep you there. And, you know, we're doing this to keep ourselves in shape year round, and that should be the same for everyone.
That's it. I love it. Cool. Perfect. Joe, thanks a lot. It's been great having you. Now, how can our listeners get hold of you and find out a little bit more about you?
You can get hold of me. My Facebook's Joe Stewart. My Instagram is joestewart1989. And my email is jsphysiques@hotmail.com.
We will put all of Joe's contact details in the show notes on hodgsonfitness.com/podcast. Okay, so go over there, be sure to check Joe out, add him on Facebook, you'll see all of his topless photos of him showing his six pack up. Okay,
perfect. Sorry, guys.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, Joe, and thank you very much.
We love how honest you were, because I think that, you know, women really need to hear it, and hopefully we can kind of get more women eating the real food to get that sort of change that they want.
No, they really do. That's my number one thing, girls. Please eat food, whether it be in a certain way, whatever diet you choose, whatever your trainer decides to put you on. Please eat food. You will get the results you want and you'll live a much happier, healthier life. And if anyone tells you different, they're wrong. Simple.
Perfect. Cheers, Joe.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Make sure to go over to hodgsonfitness.com/podcast to get the show notes.